I happened to be down there in the wintertime. Well, I went down there and them old sheep fields around. Their nose is running that old coal out of their nose. There's nothing what you see. They can't clean the nose. They just go around and just run out of their nose.
You had hogs, though, didn't you?
Huh?
You had hogs, didn't you?
Huh?
You used to have hogs, didn't you?
Long time ago, I did.
What do you call a hog when it's first born?
A pig.
Okay. And then when it gets a little bigger?
Call them shoat.
About how big is a shoat?
About... Some of them about 3 or 4 months old. Some of them's older. Call them shoats, they'll get about grown, and then they call them hogs.
What if they're male? Then they call them?
Boars.
Okay. And, was that word nice to use?
Well, it's all right for the men folks to talk about boars, but I don't think it's nice for women folks to talk about them, do you?
Well, what should women folks say?
Huh?
What should women say?
Well, now if women folks wanted to breed their gilt or sow with a male, I did walk up to the house and ask the one that owns the hogs. Said, well, sir, I want to breed my a gilt or sow with your male.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the women folks said, but they don't. They used to didn't call them boars.
Mm-hmm. What about Say if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Castrate him.
Was there any other way people used to say that?
Huh?
What about another way of saying that? What did men used to say?
Well, there's some people who said, well, we're going to make a meat hog out of him.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear they were going to mark him or cut him or trim him?
They cut them nuts out of them.
And then they
grow up then, when they get well, they grow up, you make meat hogs out of them and they won't smell.
Uh-huh. What do you call them then once they've been cut?
Boars.
No, they're not boars then, once they've been cut. Once they've been castrated.
You mean after they've been cut?
Uh-huh.
Well, they get them changed for a meat hog.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call that a barra or bar? Barra?
They call them a barra then, I think.
Okay.
I used to hold pigs for them to be changed, but nobody couldn't harm me to hold one now. Did you?
I've never done that.
Oh, they squeal. You just think about a cut, please, how bad it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts a hog, too.
I guess so. Is there anything they can put on the hogs to make them?
Huh?
Is there any kind of medicine they can put on the hogs then?
Well, they put those Smearix on them.
Smearix?
Smearix.
What's that?
It's some kind of old tar stuff. Keep flies off them.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in them. If the fly gets in, you got to catch them, hold them up, and pour something in there and place it to kill them worms.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to go any way you do it.
What do you call those on? Long teeth that a hog has.
Tushies.
And what do you, the thing that you put the food in for the hog, you call that a?
Hog jaw.
And if you had 3 or 4 of those, you'd say you had 3 or 4